It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. The primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't want you to interview him. You don't even know who the game is. Golly. I think we're on. Hi, guys. We're arguing. Brian and I are arguing about this interview today. Welcome to the MTCS Cougar Corner, because we thought Dan was coming today, but Dan is not coming, and Jason is going to take care of everything. You're going to take care of everything today, Jason.
All right, I can do that.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're going to talk girls and boys.
Sounds
here on Cougar Corner, and Brian, you just go and relax somewhere and okay. take your time. I'll see you at the half hour break. It is a good day here at, I guess if you're a Cougar fan, not to belabor the point, but it's a good day to be a Cougar, either girls and boys.
Yes, it is a good day to be a Cougar.
It's very rare that you get an opportunity that both boys and girls are successful and are moving on into region play. And what is it like out there now at the campus? I mean, is there? It's got to be a lot of excitement, and I know you're probably trying to downplay it because you've got a game tonight. But I'm sure there's a lot of excitement going on.
No, there is a lot of excitement. It was really neat to see. I think it was the first time we've ever hosted the district tournament, and we tried to do it up really, really nice and everything. And it was pretty exciting for our kids. We had an unbelievable student turnout, and they were amazing. They would fill an entire section and just go crazy the entire time, and they've come back night after night. You know, Mr. Watson and I were talking about it, saying it was great at the beginning, and they were wondering, can they sustain it, you know? And every night they would come back and be crazier, and it definitely helps. I mean, the kids have, you know, feed off that energy.
Jason, there's one thing that you talk about building traditions, and this is kind of a cornerstone. It's got to be one of the greatest things for your school, people wanting to come there, players wanting to play there, kids wanting to go to that school. It's just a nonstop advertisement, isn't it, really? I mean, winning is – and you know, we don't want to put – because you guys really don't go winning's the only thing. That's exactly for sure not your persona. But – It does have to help to create the excitement and go, well, these teams are, you know, they're solid basketball programs. And
Yeah, I think anytime winning helps your school, you know. Dean Smith said years ago that as much as we don't want it to be, athletics is the front porch of your school. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear that, but that really is the truth, because it's the thing that is in the paper the most, you know. Have radio shows about athletics is the front porch. And so, you know, when you're successful and, you know, articles are in the paper, or radio show, we're talking about it, and people are listening and people hear about it. You know, we had a lot of people that it was interesting to see a lot of, older players come back and to the games and just hear about what's going on. And you know, we had a lot of elementary parents coming to games that don't normally come because their kids wanted to be there. And we, you know, friends of family and people, you know, just people that normally don't come out on a Tuesday or Friday were hearing about what was going on. And, you know, it was a good thing. And we've received a lot of, you know, letters from other schools, administrators, some parents that just said it was a great atmosphere and everything. But yeah, I think, you know, anytime, you know, there's been a lot of excitement in school, and it's just a positive thing.
Let's talk a little bit. We'll talk about the girls first, and then we'll talk about the boys. Since Dan couldn't be here, we'll give them 5 minutes and you 20. How's that? But anyway, the girls have been on an incredible run as well.
Yeah.
And except for the one hiccup in the district finals, they win a big game last night, and maybe one of the biggest games in girls, their history, really, in a squeaker last night. Tell us a little bit about that game, and because it was a barn burner, 45-44, I believe.
Well, let's go back. I thought they did really well in the district tournament. You know, they had two wins that get them in the final. And, you know, and then they go up against Moore County, who, I don't follow girls as much, but I know they're ranked. You know, I think they've lost a couple games all year, and they're solid, you know. And so they were coming in with, you know, it was their district. I don't think they've lost a game all season. So, and, you know, they had purpose as well and what they were doing. And you know, they just kind of got on a roll, and it was a tough night for our girls. But, you know, they had played well in the tournament before that. Going into last night, and I speak, you know, my own opinion, I guess, here, but Coach would probably say the same things. We talked a little bit this morning. It was not the prettiest of wins. You know, I mean, I don't think he felt like they played really well. It just looked like they were just kind of struggling to get in a flow. Maybe that's the, you know, way our district's laid out. Maybe that's the week off, you know. I hope not, since it's a week for us too. But, you know, that's a tough thing. You get going a couple nights a week in the district play, and then all of a sudden you take a week off for region. So it's a little tough. But I don't think you thought they played well. Nashville Christian was scrappy. They fought and got back in it. And, I mean, Dan, the girls led the entire game. And Nashville Christian just kind of clawed back. And then the girl made a shot, like 12 seconds left. And Dan called timeout. Come right down and told me he had two options, you know. Girl dribbled right down and just fed straight into the post. I think they were in a 2-3. They dropped back to kind of, you know, let the clock start, and then drop back and protect the paint. And maybe we just dribbled right down and fed the post, and Megan Smith just turned around and put a nice little, you know, 2 or 3 footer in, 6 seconds to go. He said they had two options. They were trying to get Julie Howard on the flash as well. So they had, you know, one or the other, and they thought, you know, hopefully they get something at the rim, maybe a foul call or something. But, I mean, she had a straight post feed, turning a score with 6 seconds to go, and they had no timeouts because of – they had a couple situations. He had to, you know, he had to make sure he didn't lose it in the first half, so he burned a couple timeouts, and Nashville Christian's coach, and then a couple jump balls. And so the next thing you know, they're out of timeouts. So they just kind of scrambled down and threw one up that didn't connect. So,
you know, Jason, there's sometimes that you get into tournament play and you kind of – breaks have to go your way too. And, you know, with Dan, he's probably one of the best, you know, game-oriented X's and O's guys that you're gonna know. Mm-hmm. But the girls really love playing for him too, and it's pretty obvious. When you get in those situations, nobody knows the situation better than Dan Wilkerson, I guess. Would you say in terms of that?
He does a very good job in games, and his adjustments during the game, and what they, you know, he and his assistant Chris Brown, and what they try to do. I think they do a very good job in games.
With that game in girls' play, now Middle Tennessee Christian, they win, so they will play Monday night at 7:30 against McEwen. Tell us a little bit, if you can, a little bit about McEwen and what to expect there.
Well, I think, and I saw a little bit when we were up there watching some guys' games in their district tournament, and I saw a little bit of it. You know, they played pretty well. They beat Houston County, from what I understand, was kind of the favorite, and they kind of upset them in the finals and played real well. And I don't know their record or anything, but I know that, you know, from what I understand, if you can beat Houston County, you're all right. So I think that district was basically Houston County, McEwen, you know, this year. And, you know, you look at it, you got 1-2 and 1-2 there. So, I mean, that's kind of how you think it would fall out, and it did.
And you can't go much better than that. 1-2 and 1-2.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of times I think too they forget too that Middle Tennessee Christian girls are not a senior laden ball club by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
They're very young.
They are young. I mean, that's what we were talking, standing under the wall watching last night, and you know he's playing. Ashlyn Wilkerson comes in as an eighth grader and. You know, made a steal and layup and then get the three-pointer. I mean, I think she finished with 7. And Jordan Faulkner hit a big 3, and she's a freshman. And Aaron Mullins comes in, and she didn't play a lot of minutes, but now she ended up with 7. You know, I mean, that's some young kids out there in a big
20
game.
Points on the scoreboard, too.
Yeah. That's what coaches sometimes call gravy, you know. And But, you know, that's kids they're not really depending on making plays, and that's nice.
They are, again, on a nice little run. They'll play 7:30 in the region tournament against McEwen on Monday night. Now we switch gears a little bit, and we go to another successful, even maybe more unlikely, way the regular season fell. But we were there the last couple of games. We did your last game, and we did the Forest game that you played at home where you almost won that game, or at least had a chance to tie it. And Brian and I sat here, and we were talking about the pairings. And we're sitting here going, and I'm not going to say I predicted it. I'm not Nostradamus or anything.
Did.
But I did say they've got as good a chance as a sixth seed as anybody I've ever seen, because we've seen them play in every game you've been in. And one game you won, one game you didn't, but the times that we've seen it and your scores, and you said it yourself in interview after interview, we had them on the ropes in the third quarter, and we let them off the hook. What changed? I mean, what happened? It just click, or you know what happened? Great coaching.
Well,
what
like
is it?
I'd like to say it's coaching. No, I mean, we have talked about this, and we talked with our guys before the year, and you know, you told me Nostradamus, but you know, we told them back in, you know, we came in together in the summer. We said that, you know, get it in your mind now, we're going to win this thing, and you know, and I mean, coaches say that a lot, but you know, we wanted to put the pressure on them to say, you need to focus on that. You know, it's not just getting to the region. It's not – we want to win this district. And, you know, we went into it, and that's our number one team goal was to win the district. And we did. We struggled early on because we just – first, we couldn't put teams away. You know, we'd have Huntland or, you know, we had a couple teams early that, you know, got them down, and we just make silly turnovers or don't finish plays or, you know, bad shots, and next thing you know, that we give it up. And so we struggled. We were kind of middle of the pack, and then dropped down a little bit. And you know, we get to the end of the season, and going to talking about pairings, we go to Eagleville, and we beat Eagleville at their place. We end up third. You know, we end up third, and we end up paired up with Huntland, who we hadn't beat. We lost to them twice this year, and I think it was a terrible matchup for us. If we lose to Eagleville, we end up sixth. And we end up playing Eagleville a week later, who I thought we matched up better with. You know, I'm not saying we threw it. I mean, you know, we get in the heat of it. You want to win, but in the end, you're like, that may not be a terrible thing for us. You know, and I think our kids knew that too. That, you know, I think they felt better about playing Eagleville. Just the size wise, everything, you know, what they did, their personnel, I think just matched up better with us, and we felt good about it. What clicked, I don't know. You know, I mean, you know, you like that. I told somebody, I said, well, you know, you just see it in their eyes, and you hate I hate those kind of things coaches say. But but I think they felt comfortable on their own floor.
Right.
I think that was huge. Is that, you know, is it our place, our fans, you know, our student section was incredible. I think they fed off that energy. And, you know, we're having one of our last meetings before we play Eagleville, the first game, and you know, Ed Watson, our assistant's in there doing his final scout, going over it with him for, you know, who knows what time, you know, the second, third, or fourth time we've gone over to make sure everybody's on the same page. And you know, finally one of our guys said, just stop, we got this, you know. And that's when you go, okay.
Yeah.
There's no pregame speeches then.
Yeah.
We just go, you know what to do, go do it. And they went out and they played really well at Eagleville. We didn't play as well against Community in the second game. But they're so tough. We had some battles with them this year, and they present problems because they got some bigs that can play, and we're not huge, and we're thin a little bit down there. And somehow we hung on and rebounded well, really well, and you know, got a lead and just clung to it, and you know, kind of extended a little bit there at the end and hung on for that one. And you know, our greatest fear was our guys not being there before. How would they react? You know, after the first one, we were so excited because the boys program hadn't been in the region since 1996 because they had that stretch of D2 years where they ended up playing Brentwood Academy and those schools. And so they hadn't been since 96. So, I mean, everybody's excited about going to the region. I'm like, well, we got a lot more here to go, you know. So we were afraid that they would be satisfied. To their credit, they weren't. You know, they come in and beat a very good community team. And then in the finals, I think they felt comfortable because we had played Forest. We beat them by two at their place. We were the only team to beat them during the season. We, you know, at our place that you guys were there, we had a shot at the end.
Well, the points were even at 129. You all had scored the same amount of points in those two games. So I knew going in that night you all had a very, very good shot of winning that game.
And we told them, I said, look, it's going to be a war. You know, and it's last man standing. And we felt good about our matchups. They jumped out on us early in the first quarter. And, you know, I don't remember. We were down 12 at one point. Somebody asked me last night, what did you say to him in that timeout to turn it around? You know, it's like, you know, great coaching wisdom. And I said, we just brought him over and said, breathe. You know, just slow down. Slow the game down. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Right.
You know, they come out. You know, I told him, I said, when you're in that kind of game, you've never been in that kind of game, either you're going to come out blazing. And then you're, like, burning all this energy early. Or you're going to come out and they're going to jump on you, and you're going to have to calm it down. I said, so, you know, it happened that way. Forrest came out, hit some threes. We left the guys open that we shouldn't have left open. We knew not to leave open. And so we just come over and said, poise, breathe, just calm for a second. And then, you know, after that we settled in. We started getting shots to, you know, Spears and Farmer more and just hammering them. And once we did that, you could tell confidence was building, you know. And then once again, we're tied. I don't remember what the number, like after however many minutes, you know, going to overtime, played all of those minutes with Forrest for three games, and we end up with the same score.
You know? That's right. That's right.
I told their coach that the next night. I said, do you realize we had the same score after three games? And he said, that's unbelievable. I never thought about it. You know,
and a really good ball club. They're really good. They've got a lot of weapons.
He does a great job. They do have a lot of weapons. And defensively, we played really well. We took away their two best threes, which they live on. And we forced other guys to try and make plays. And, you know, I mean, we did what we had to do. We get into overtime, and coaches know in overtime, if you get up four, there's a good chance you might be able to extend it, you know, because it puts teams in bad situations. They force stuff, and then you're into fouling. You know, everything happens quick. And, you know, we didn't get the first couple shots, but they didn't either. And then we hung on and somehow started getting the free throw line, made a few. And then it's just after that, you know, get a rebound and make free throws. So,
Jason Pearson, he joins me here on Cougar Corner. And Coach, what has been the biggest – I guess, surprise during this run? I mean, what is something, maybe an individual or just something that surprised you about the team that you didn't expect? And I think you mentioned one where they said, enough's enough, we've got this. That had to please you because that's what you've been looking for all year, isn't it?
It is. I mean, everybody's focus gets, you know, you try to get this kind of focus in November. And maybe you can't do it. I don't know. You know, kids are kids, and they know it's November, too. You know, and everybody, you know, we talk about communication, you know, and practice and games, and it always gets better in tournament time because then it's, you know, win or go home kind of stuff. And so, you know, everybody's a little more intense. Everybody's a little more focused. That's nice.
For a senior, it's their last hurrah. Unless you're playing.
It means a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, because you're at the end right there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't say it surprised me. This is what we envisioned, honestly, from the beginning. We thought they would play like this as a group, and probably, you know, we were a little early on our thinking because, I mean, we still, you know, Spears, Derek can score, but he's still a sophomore.
Right.
And there's things we work on to help him, you know, get better. And, you know, Ben Brown's taking point guard, and you know, and I was telling Ed early in the year, I said, I just get on him. And I was like, I got to remember he's a sophomore, and he's, you know, he's just really started playing, and he's really come along. And especially as a scorer early, I mean, late in the year, which just gives us that threat, you know, that, you know, a couple of teams wanted to go triangle two on us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and Derek and Micah still did pretty good. But when you have Ben standing out there and Justin Wynn or Heath Bowman standing out there, they can knock down threes, it kind of scares them out of stuff like that. So you don't see as much junk as you might normally see because those guys are able to hurt you as well. So, I tell you, this the coming together, I mean, is really nice. You know, everybody knows their role. They know what we want out of them. And it's kind of fun to just sit there and, you know, before a game, and not really nervous because, I mean, we know who we are. We know what the other team is. And we just sit there and and Coach Watson, Ed Watson and I have nice conversations during warm-ups.
If you play hard and you play aggressive, that's all you can ask of them.
I mean, you just prepare them, and then you sit back and watch and hopefully help them a little bit here and there. That's the best part is when as a coach is when you see it all come together at the end, and they all trust in what you're doing and you know each other, and that's a big thing is having trust in themselves and their teammates and then you as coaches and you know everybody's on the same page, and you know guys like Ivy Starling who knows you know his job's to defend and rebound, knock down a few shots here and there,
and he's healthier now too. That's a lot of things people don't realize. Yeah. Ivy was kind of hindered at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, he was hindered. He had some baseball trips he made for to some colleges and missed a few games here and that's fine, but Ty Hageman coming along. Coming off the bench, helping behind Ivy has played huge in some games, and freshman, another young one, freshman Justin Wynn, who's really taking care of the ball and made some plays when he needs to, not force stuff, and really has done a good job defensively.
And Micah, who has pretty much carried you, he's carried you in games when things seem like everything was going,
Well, that's what we talked about, in past shows that, one of our problems, we would let games slip away. And then we hit a stage where, Derek would score 25 and Micah would score 10. And then we'd have next night, Micah would score 25 and Derek might have, 10 or 12. And so you're like, can we please put this together? And that's kind of like I was saying, what we envisioned all along. Coaches envisioned playing perfect every night, I guess. And so, now we've hit that stage where, and they're both scoring 20.
Been a great ride, I'll tell you, for the Cougars. And the thing that's really crazy is you've all had all these kind of things going on. I mean, you've had middle school state tournament. You hosted the district tournament. It's been crazy. I mean, I guess parents have just been a tremendous help. I mean, to do that back to back. I mean, that's just really an amazing feat.
We have some unbelievable people that support us. People like, Carol and Todd Lamb, Todd does our PA, and he, during the Christmas tournament, he sat there every day and did every game, and he did that for the district. And Carol did all of our gatekeepers and all that mess that coaches don't want to fool with, and she took care of every bit of that, and didn't have much problem getting people to work. And that shows you the support we have. And then we have some unbelievable ladies that work the concession stand who staff that and were there every night. And we had Miss Swift who was helping us with the hospitality room. I mean, so we had people work in different areas that just made our job easier so we could worry about games and do our thing. And Coach Brian Stewart, directed our tournament and he took care of everything. And so it was nice to have, it was great to have all that help. It was a lot of work. But it was still, all that help. I don't know what we'd have done without people like that.
Well, it definitely has been a great basketball year, and it's not over yet. For either one of you. That's the good thing you say. And you host tonight at 7 o'clock. So all those people are still going to come out and help one more time. May not have to use quite as many people, but I know they're looking forward to it. I know they're as excited as anybody. And, Jason, we're going to let you go because I know you've probably got some things you need to do this afternoon.
We've got a couple of things.
Yeah, and we appreciate you so much coming in and talking at this length of time.
No, thank you.
And while Dan just goes off and doing whatever, vacationing, whatever he's doing. But we do appreciate you, and good luck tonight. And we're going to be updating your scores on the radio, and I'm sure Brian Barrett will be calling me, even if he's off tonight. He'll be calling me and texting me scores and making my life miserable on the air. So good luck to you, and continued success, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Jason Piercy on a great streak right now. Let's hope it continues for the Cougars tonight and further. And the Lady Cougars as well. All right, when we come back here on Cougar Corner, we will have Brian Barrett. We'll wrap up things with the Cougar Corner scoreboard, and there's some pretty good news on that scoreboard, and we'll continue here as we can from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Brian will be back.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as we wrap things up here on Cougar Corner and our coaches' conversation again tonight. Middle Tennessee Christian School hosting East Robertson. The winner will advance to Tuesday semifinals and the state's final 32 to take on the White House Heritage Community winner. And we'll keep you updated on all the scores tonight during our broadcast of Blackman versus Columbia Boys. John Dinkins will have that game for you tonight and all scores from everywhere we can get them this evening. And speaking of scores, we have your Cougar Corner scoreboard from the week. And last night, of course, the Lady Cougars beat Nashville Christian in the region tournament first round. They're on to the semifinals. And what a great win last night. Let's see. I guess I'll lay in with about 3 seconds left, the difference in that one. 45-44, Julia Howard had 13 points, 10 rebounds in the game, so a double-double for Julia. Ashlyn Wilkerson, 7. Aaron Mullins with 7. Chandler Adams with 7. They're 19-11 and move on to play McEwen on Monday night at East Robertson for a right to play in the Region 5A championship game and a sub-state berth. So good luck to the Lady Cougars there. That is what's coming up Monday. Some spring sports already underway. And we told you about the boys' game tonight. I'm sure it'll be loud and proud over there. A lot of orange and white at Middle Tennessee Christian School tonight with East Robertson coming in. Tuesday, high school soccer is at Coffee County. Thursday, high school soccer versus Lancaster Christian at home. And next Saturday, March 3rd, baseball versus Cannon County and the Middle Tennessee Monarchs. That's next Saturday. And we will be jumping into some spring sports starting next week. Email went out to the coaches late last night, and we'll be getting a lineup together, and we'll have a little basketball and softball and baseball for you. In the Region 4 AAA tournament tonight, it's Smyrna at Tullahoma, Lincoln County at Laverne, Columbia at Blackman, and Siegel at Lawrence County. The winners will advance to play on Tuesday night in the boys' semifinals in the 4 AAA tournament. Monday night, we will have on the air Oakland versus Lincoln County. I keep doing that. Oakland versus Lawrence County. That's at 6 o'clock Monday night. We'll go on the air about 5:45. In the second game, Riverdale versus Franklin County. The winners advance and are in the region championship game on Wednesday night. All of that will be at Shelbyville Central High School, and we will, of course, again, have it all for you here on the radio. Well, that's it. 10 coaches in 2.5 hours, and we got it done thanks to all the coaches who came in this morning. We appreciate it. I know some of them had to come in after some tough losses last night, but we certainly do appreciate their willingness to be here on this Saturday morning. And for our producer back at the station, Mr. Zach Troutman, who we will see tonight, as a matter of fact. And John Dinkins, thanks for joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Always great host here at the Cedar Bucket. Enjoy the rest of the day. Western men versus the Middle Tennessee men this evening. 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock will be the tip. And immediately following that game, John Dinkins will have the broadcast from Blackman High School, Blackman and Columbia here on WGNS. Have a great Saturday. So long from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Coach's Conversation. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.